Super Fantasy Football Show.
Come back down to Planet Rando, Brian.
Oh my gosh, a domestic abuser.
What is it? He just sends a dick pic to Jerry. What are you, a perv or something?
Are you too busy to put your blackout dates on the Google Doc? I'm 1,000% sure you and your little butt buddy Randy have already talked about this, so.
Never. We would never
collude. You fucking canoodling.
No collusion.
We would
no
never collude, John.
Tyreek Hill. Stephon Diggs. It's going to be probably the widest margin victory. I mean.
Hey, Matt, shrimp out of landlocked state, sign me up.
I don't think Randy's going to have a first round pick the entire decade of the 2020.
That's a guy that keeps his fall free. He knows it's football season.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with some of these people planning trips to Italy during football season?
Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. Randy, we are staring at week one already. We got football.
Week one. I'm excited, Johnny.
This Thursday. Is that right?
Yeah, the season kickoff.
Thursday, and then I think there's a Friday and Saturday game this
Friday night football in Brazil,
and,
baby.
Am I right about Saturday, or am I off on that?
I think we have games all week. We got Thursday night. We got the Cowboys versus the Eagles. We got Friday. In Brazil, we got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. No Saturday matchup, John.
Okay, well, that's all right. That's playing
football. Hey, Saturday's for college football. The NFL, they know their
place.
Well,
the other thing we got is the defending Super Friends Football League champion and commissioner, David Glancy, on the line with us. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying my last few days of being a champion.
It's, that's not a very hopeful tone you have. Are you not feeling the repeat?
No, until I claim it again, of course.
Okay.
I guess I'm the champion until the end of the season, and I
yeah.
get taken out to dinner again.
All right, I like it.
Dave, you never forget your first. Now, getting the second one, that's a climb, but you never, ever forget your first.
No. I still have my victory pink on.
Oh, let's go.
Are you still riding the high of that first championship? I remember after mine, I kind of had a Dirk Nowitzki season after where I felt like I'd accomplished my goal, and I can't say I cared that much the season after. How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good because when we did the draft, I noticed a lot of other contenders from last year went all in as well and didn't go quite as far. Like, Brian had good players that he kept, but he gave up a lot of picks, and some other guys had some good keepers and gave up a lot of picks. And I gave up some picks, obviously, to Eric, like everybody else, but I think I had pretty good keepers. So I'm not in a super strong spot, but I think I'm in a pretty good spot where I'm not in a total rebuild.
Who was your first round pick? Do you remember?
I actually had two first-round picks because I had Randy's first-round pick, which was second overall.
That was a good one.
So my first-round pick was Aaron Williams from the Rams.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. That's a good one. And ESPN has your squad ranked number one overall in the preseason ranking, so that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that they had me number one overall. I know you guys had different rankings last week. I probably wouldn't have put myself first, but I'd say I was like, I'd be top four, like a preseason playoff favorite.
I'm glad you said that, Dave, because I didn't think you were the best team in the power rankings.
No, and I don't think, I think you all overrated whatever the fuck Tom is calling himself these days.
Cracker Barrel CEO.
I think it's really open. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that, we have another team name change for Tom. He is now the Cracker Barrel CEO.
Two name changes in one off season. I'm getting pretty sick of this, Rando.
He's already tinkering.
Hey,
you can't even come up with the team name.
Story of Tom's life. cannot make up his goddamn mind.
Tinker and Tommy. That is so classic.
He changed his team name at 8 a.m. last Wednesday. He's just sitting there. He's thinking about it all night. He wakes up, and the first thing he says, that's it. I can't do it anymore. They made fun of me on the podcast. I have to change my name.
I love the power of the pod.
Let's see how many times we can get him to change it. How many times can we bully him?
Just bully him into a change in it.
All right. Well, speaking of changes, Dave, as the commissioner, any league changes this year?
I don't really think there were any league changes. I think the only thing we did is we adjusted some of the scoring so that Travis Hunter can get 2 points if he ever gets an interception.
Nice. I love
that. We'll see if that ever happens.
That would be sweet.
But that was the only one I think we made to the league other than the realignment, which was probably the biggest one we've had in a long time, really.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of when our last realignment would have been. I mean, probably Brian moving out to San Diego.
Yeah, because you guys lived, I don't know, though, you lived in the City View apartment?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
That was probably still in the West.
Yeah, you're probably right. Wow, it's been a while. That could really shake things up. I notice I still have Brian week one, though.
Yeah, I tried to adjust the schedule to see, because I didn't think that they changed the schedules when you redid the alignment. But I had to make sure that when Brian moved over, he still faced all the teams in the East now twice, and when Eric moved over, he still faced all the teams in the West now twice, so it did work out, because each team has one team they only play one time.
Right.
But it didn't actually change the order of their schedule, so I think it just worked out that the alignment didn't mean the schedule needed to be adjusted.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. Well, I mean, we don't have any games from last week to get into, obviously. So.
Well, I got a question for Dave real quick before we jump John. Dave, any update? I know there were some rumblings on bringing the mini games back this season.
Oh, good call, Rando.
What are you thinking?
That's a good question. What's today, Tuesday? Let's look at, let's see how week one turns out, and then we can throw some options around for week two.
Okay.
We could do the quarterback. I think we could do, last time we started off, we had the quarterback receiver combo that scored the most points. So like you could pick a quarterback and one of their receivers, and you could double dip on the quarterback, but only in the combo one time.
I like that. That's a fun one.
That was pretty easy. I think I had a file where I had all the other ones. I have to go back and look at it.
Yeah, I think the easy ones were my favorites. Whenever we had to, like, I think there was like one or two where we had to, I don't know, be a little bit more involved. I think the easy ones worked better.
I think the other one was the easy ones. I like the blackjack one too.
Oh yeah, that was
a good one.
21 or buff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy.
Nice. Well, and while we're on the subject of, you know, different organizations that you're running, let's do a quick little plug is warranted of our College Football 26 video game league. Dave, what's the pitch to get some more coaches in the SEC West?
I don't know what's the pitch to not get any more coaches in the SEC West. It's a Tuesday night. We're recording here at 6:50. You finished work within the last 2 to 3 hours. Maybe you're still working. Regardless, what are you doing now? What is on the schedule from 7 to bedtime? You're going to watch Love is Blind UK. You're going to go to Trader Joe's. You're going to Barden. Well, it's getting late, getting dark out earlier. You're running out of options. What more could be fun than role-playing as an SEC West coach with your friends, going head-to-head in recruiting battles and week-to-week battles over a video game? Break out your old gamer tags, refriend Colin Smith on Xbox, and join the NCAA Football League. Don't actually refriend Colin Smith on Xbox. Nothing against Colin Smith. Join the NCAA Football Gang. We've got John at Missouri. We've got me at Arkansas, Tom at Texas A&M, and Randy at Texas. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of fuck up. This, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like how I try to do a game a day. I know Tom tries to play every game in the night, but like that, there's a little high that comes in playing when it's the third quarter and you're tied at Oklahoma or you're struggling against Kansas State at home.
Oh, like, tell me about it, man.
I can't lose this game. I can't lose this game again. Mm-hmm. I need it. I have made up recruits here. I need to build on next season. It's actually pretty fun, though. It's not very hard. I feel like how much you guys spend a day playing? 30, 40 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty casual. It's a good bit of fun.
Dave,
there's a lot of trash talking.
To build on what you just said, I had LSU this week. I was down 21 points going into the fourth quarter. And I was like, there's no way I can lose this game. I have Tom next. I have to win. I can't afford another loss.
Yeah, it's tense.
And somehow we pulled it off. And I think that game loves to give me a heart attack in the final seconds of the game.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. It seems like,
I'm convinced it fucks with
it
you.
It seems like the last 3 weeks, every game I've had has come down to the wire.
Yeah, it does have
a sense. I have no close game. Yeah.
Well, I guess we just suck, David.
I have Tommy right where I want him. Tom hasn't had any adversity all year. And if I could take Tom down to the wire, I've been battle tested all season with John, with you, with LSU, with whoever the hell else. I think I have the edge on Tom when it comes down to the games on the line.
Yeah, and I'm John's end of season rival, Missouri, Arkansas, apparently. I didn't know that.
That's right.
But I think all things aside, it's pretty fun. I feel like it gives you something to do, something to look forward to. It's pretty casual and it's a competitive thing to do without being that hard, like, you know, as opposed to watching a show or like playing a game by yourself or whatever it is that you do. If you're Matt Chesney, you're going to give some book a 3-star on Goodreads and spend 12 hours reading it. You know, you could you could play with your friends and go after the same 3-star outside linebacker as Tom is in East Texas.
That's right. We have headsets and everything. It's a good time.
The Twitch is great. I love
Twitch is good. I will say, though,
there's also an added pressure to the Twitch.
Oh, there is. Yeah, I'm glad I haven't had to host one of those yet. I will say, though, as the newest member, I echo everything you say. It's easy. It's fun. I actually switched from PlayStation to Xbox. PlayStation 2, so, like, we're going way back to now my Xbox Series S. So a little bit of a learning curve there, but I think I picked up the game relatively proficiently in a weekend. So it's not hard to learn how to play. I didn't want to disappoint.
Yeah, you were on fire.
I didn't want to disappoint. And then I think the hardest part, I guess the one con to playing is that Tom is going to be super fucking mean to you out of nowhere. Not sure what that's about. I didn't poke the bear at all, and he's would not stop talking shit to the Missouri Tigers for a little bit.
Yeah,
there.
He was talking shit about you to me at one point. I know when we played our first game, me versus Tom, the game ended and I answered the phone. Like, as soon as the game ends, I had a call. Like, what does he want? He ran the same tight end curl for the last 20 minutes of this game. And he's just laughing audibly. He doesn't say anything. He like just laughs to himself for like 10 more seconds and says, "That was a lot of fun." He's really the worst version of himself.
He truly is. I'm so glad he's not good at fantasy football.
Hey, you got to give the kids something.
Yeah, we should have known getting in a video game league with Tom, we were going to be out of our depth.
That's why I told David, we got to knock him down a peg.
Well, we'll see. He's an unstoppable freight train right now, but
I'm intrigued to see how many years we could do this in the video game. Like, years in video game time, because Tom plays the game very, very well. He cannot recruit.
It is incredible.
The funniest part of it.
Like, week 10, and he has no signing. I think John has, like, 3 5-star recruits with Missouri. I don't know how you're
doing. Okay,
Tom is number 3 in the nation, undefeated, and doesn't have a single recruit.
That's my favorite part.
He self-imposes the death penalty on himself, basically.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, man. All right, let's stop
talking
about it.
I don't want to, like, tell you the secret, but, like, go on Reddit. Watch a YouTube video. It's not hard. It's not a mystery.
I just sent John a TikTok about match coverage on defense in the game.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'll look at it because I didn't realize that when you're sitting in cover three. Never mind. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, let's get off of this one fake league and let's get back to.
We could talk for hours. Hey, John, if you're looking for spin-off content in the offseason.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing another podcast.
This sounds great. We have weekly press conferences. You can have one-on-one coaches on. Great. We just come in character.
I guess we could just like swap out the thumbnail for this show and make it a college video game.
You got to come in character. Like, I want to hear David talking with like an Arkansas, like, twangy accent.
He comes from Texas, though.
Good point.
All right, let's get to our other fake football league, the Super Friends Fantasy League. We got a lot of games, and I'm personally shocked that it's already week one. Are you boys ready to just dive into it?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm ready when you
guys
are.
All right, let's do it. We're going to start top to bottom on my screen, and that brings up the Iron City Olifants first versus the Running Fools. The projected totals are 113.6 for the Olifants, 112.5 for the Running Fools. I'm not super high on my team this year. As I've said, not having a pick in the first three rounds has kind of made the season a little bit different, more of an underdog mentality, I would say. And, you know, just looking at the star power on the other side of the field, I think the Running Fools are going to start off this week or this year with a win. I'm taking the Fools. Dave, who do you got?
Dave, you want it next?
I kind of think it's a toss-up. I don't really love either team's quarterback. I mean, Dak hasn't played in a while. I think the highs of Brian's team are really good. He has good receivers. Like, I like Amon-Ra, Justin Jefferson, Ladd McCauley, but he has a lot of questions to me. He doesn't have a great quarterback. He doesn't really have a great quarterback on the bench for fantasy. Kamara's older. At some point, he's going to regress. McCaffrey, I think he'll have a good year, but there's questions there, like Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford. Neither of them spark confidence to me. I feel like there's some guys that could have really good games or struggle. I mean, on your side, like, I think Derrick Henry will be really good. I think Neighbors should have a pretty solid year, regardless of their quarterback, but I don't know. Nico Collins is good. Other than that, it's kind of not as strong a squad either. But I'm going to go with the Iron City Olifants and my close personal friend, Bo Nix.
Okay.
For the
one
upset.
Yeah. You saw him, was that like Heisman Trophy night or something?
Yeah, he took a picture of Alice and I outside the Rockefeller tree.
We were
in New York. Yeah, we were in New York. The Heisman ceremony just ended. I guess he was married and his wife wanted to see the tree. And we were looking for someone to take a picture. It was a bunch of old people. Allison saw some younger girl that was dressed up. It's like, ask her. And she's like, oh, actually, my husband will take it. And she handed my phone to Bo Nix. And I was just looking at him while he was taking my picture. I was like, are you Bo Nix? And then he took a selfie with us. And it was really nice. He took a good picture, too.
That is so funny. I'm really, really hoping he can put it together this season and help out the Olifants. But we'll see. Rando, who do you like in this game?
I'm in agreement with Dave. I think it's pretty much a toss-up. Both quarterbacks are fairly even to me. It's going to come down to your playmakers versus his. And Brian, I agree with Dave. Alvin Kamara's getting older. I'm not necessarily... Justin Jefferson is great, don't get me wrong. But...
You worry about the quarterback?
Is J.J. McCarthy really the answer? Who's starting quarterback in Minnesota?
It's J.J.
Right?
McCarthy.
So, I mean, that's, I don't know. I think across the board, you two are fairly, I think you're more evenly matched than you think. I'm going to go with ESPN. I think it's you in a close
one. All right. So we got you two taking the Fonts. I'm taking the Fools. Next up, we have Altman & Sons Incorporated versus Cracker Barrel CEO Tom Haley. Boy, oh boy. Randall, you want to start us off on this one?
Let's I'm waiting for my screen to load. Let's see here. Why does ESPN gray everything out online? First of all, I just want to start off by saying Cracker Barrel CEO.
Dumb terrible fucking name.
Should have just been the Cracker Barrel, and I would have been happier. Looking at Tom's team. Ooh, who's interrupting the podcast? Matt Didiano interrupting us. God, I should have had this on silent. Matt, enjoy your time at the beach. Hang out with your family. For Tom's team, Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane, who is out. So, is he out or questionable?
It's like a little cue there.
I can't. He's questionable. Jamar Chase, Jackson Smith, Brock Bowers, Calvin Ridley. You know, Tom's team looks like a typical Tom's team, but this team could change in a day.
Trying to see. I feel like these are two of the premier teams in the league. I really like both of these lineups.
I think Eric might have the slight edge. I like Joe Burrow up against Cleveland, Jonathan Taylor, even though they might load the box on him because you got Sam Darnold in a quarterback. CeeDee Lamb, Brian Thomas Jr. I'd like to see maybe some Jets enter the lineup against Pittsburgh Steelers. Think they might have a day. I hope they don't, but they could. I'm going to give it to Altman and Sons. I think he steals one in week one from the Cracker Barrels of Tom Haley.
They are projected to win 123 to 120, so they're also favored by ESPN a little bit there. Dave, who do you like in this matchup?
I am not going to say Altman and Sons are going to steal one from Denny Irv's Gatorade. I'm going to say that they win and they're the favorite, and I have them as my favorite to win the whole league this year. I think Eric has the best team top to bottom. I think he has a great bench. I love that he took a good quarterback. You know, Burrow's what, top five for sure, maybe higher. The running backs are probably the weakest spot on the team, but he still has a lot. Like, he has Breece Hall on the bench, Kenneth Walker, solid when he's healthy. You know, he has a lot of talent there. CD was great with mediocre quarterback play last year. Dak's back, which helps. Brian Thomas Jr. was really good. T. Higgins was amazing last year. I think he has the best team top to bottom, and he can put in Marvin Harrison or Garrett Wilson or Bryce Hall or any of these guys if he wants to. Yeah. Tom doesn't have a lot of options on the bench. Not that it matters as much in week one, but, you know, Tom's team is more top heavy. I like Achane a lot, but he's questionable, right? Lamar is great, and Jahmyr Gibbs is great, but, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba, I don't know how good Darnold's actually going to be this year. And some of the other starters, right? Like the trickle down, Brock Bowers, Calvin Ridley, Chuba Hubbard. Those guys aren't as strong as some of the guys maybe even on Eric's bench. So I like Eric's team a lot.
David, would you be slightly concerned with Lamar Jackson also being listed as questionable for a dual threat quarterback having a foot injury? It's not ideal.
I feel like he's going to play week one. I mean,
oh, I believe he'll play, but I'm just saying having a foot injury, that could hinder him in what he could do on the ground, especially against a nasty defense like the Buffalo Bills.
That's a good point.
I mean, it's not ideal.
He was so unstoppable last year.
Justin Fields.
Right. Yeah.
I just wanted to plant that seed in Tom's head. Let it linger for the for a few days. He is still Sunday night.
I think you're right. Actually, I think he should play Justin Fields. His foot is healthy, and I heard that he's gotten really good at reading defenses. So it seems like
it all comes down to the feet, baby.
Well, I'm gonna go against both of you, and I agree with both of you that I think in the long run, Altman and Sons Incorporated, I think they're going to be the team to beat this year. Like you said, Dave, an incredible bench, but week one, I don't think that matters quite as much. And looking over at what's this fucking team name? Cracker Barrel CEO's team. I gotta tell you, they look a lot like the 2025 or 2024 Olifants. And that was a hell of a squad. He's got Lamar Jackson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane. Week one, I'm taking Tom. So we'll see. I do like Eric. Eric's probably my my pick for the championship if I had to gun to my head guess right now.
Way too early week one predictions. That's right. I like it. Eric Altman in the
show. All right, let's get to our next game. The real Americans versus the technical fouls. Jeez, Rando, your team looks like it fucking sucks again. You're projected 107. Technical fouls projected 114. I mean, top to bottom, let's look at some of the highlights on the technical fouls. You got Jaden Daniels at quarterback, Saquon Barkley as your RB1. Travion Henderson, RB2. A little bit of a question mark just because he's a rookie. But I like that pick a lot. A.J. Brown as a receiver. D.K. Metcalf, you got a Steeler in there. I love that too. And then on the other side, the real Americans, piloted by Patrick Mahomes. Maybe a resurgence year for him, fantasy-wise. James Cook as your top running back there, Rando. How are you feeling about Amarian Hampton as your RB2? You feeling optimistic about him?
I believe in him. I think that Jim Harbaugh is going to get the most out of him. He's projected 12.4, which I thought that was awfully high.
Are you the one who shot that firework at Najee?
Oh, hell yeah.
You bastard. Wait,
get out of the way, Najee.
Did you see he had an interview with the local press? And he talks about how his eye's totally fine, but he's wearing these, like, Oakley glasses from, like, 2008, and he doesn't take them off the entire interview.
Oh, my God.
It's so incredible. I hope he just, like, goes full in through the season and can just only – if you look him up, he's wearing the sunglasses in his first interview since the fire accident. I hope he, like, dresses up as a pirate for Halloween.
Yeah.
I hope he just fully just never takes off the glasses.
Oh, man, that poor guy. That really sucks. I was optimistic for him going into this year, but now I'm not so sure. And then, Randy, also you got, I think this is the splashiest player in the league, Travis Hunter, in your flex spot. What have you been hearing about him, Rando? Has he been playing both sides of the ball?
I don't think well, but I'm willing to give him a shot. I got nothing to gain. I got nothing to lose this year. I don't think I'm going to win it. But let's change it up. Let's try some new things. Let's take a risk.
Well, I like that you have some younger guys in there, definitely. But, I mean, I got to say, looking at these lineups, it does not seem close to me. I'm taking technical fouls in this one. And I think this is probably going to be the biggest win of the week. That's what I'm predicting. Dave, who do you like in this matchup?
I'm with you. I like the technical fouls. I will say if somehow Randy wins, he's going to do that thing where he always does and just go all in and trade future picks where he really I think this is one of those years you got to be like the 76ers and trust the process. Let's say draft some young guys, hope you get some good keepers for the future, maybe trade Mike Evans in like week four and get a few picks for next year.
Yeah, I think that's sage advice, but we'll once Randy gets a win.
So I will say that my plan kind of with my bench, with having like Debo and Brandon Ayuk and Jordan Love, hopefully like they can get hot. And then I could trade some of those guys to get more draft capital to move into next year's draft.
Okay. All right.
Was kind of my plan, kind of sit on some of these guys and hopefully I hit on a few of them.
That's not a bad plan, and I'm glad to hear it.
But I will say this. It's a rivalry week. Anything could happen, and to steal Chez's line from the top of the show, if you still play that intro, I think I'm going to win by the widest possible margin. I have no fear of the technical fouls issue.
Wow, okay. All right.
Why do you think I dumped Saquon off years ago? I don't trust the guy. Zay Flowers, never heard of him.
Oh, man.
DK Metcalf, you trust Uncle Aaron throwing him the fucking ball? God, I hope it works, but I don't trust him.
It'd be so nice if it worked, but I'm not optimistic. All right.
He's going to go out and throw like 5 touchdowns to DK, and I'm going to eat those words next week. I can't wait.
Well, let's get to our game of the week.
The game of the week!
We have Huck Tua versus Oink in our game of the week. And this is, I mean, I'm just proud of Huck Tua for having a projection that is 3 digits long. They're projected 112 to 118 from Oink. Hawk Tua, they've had a tough few seasons. I don't remember if it's two seasons in a row in the basement or close to it or something like that. Hasn't been good over there. I gotta say, I like the look of his squad a hell of a lot more. I'm so glad he didn't trade his first overall pick and kept Ash and Jeanty. Very optimistic about him. I mean, he's got Jalen Hurts. I think that's a great pick. Josh Jacobs, fuck him. I don't like him. DJ Moore, I think that could work out. Devontae Adams also. James Conner. So, a lot better of a squad over there. And then let's look at Oink. Who we got? Who are our highlights here? Let's see. We got Josh Allen as the quarterback. Bijan Robinson. Kyren Williams. Puka Nacua. Tyreek Hill. Bucky Irving. Scary Terry. Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, those are all... I just named the entire starting lineup, basically. What a squad over there. Rando, you want to kick us off on this one? What do you think?
Give me one second, because I clicked one step too far, and I ended up in the 2023.
Oh, Jesus, Randy. All right, let me...
Here, I got okay. it. I got All it. Right, I got okay. it. I got it. Okay. Matchup. Let's bring it up right here. So, just point something Please. Out. Diddy is riding an 0-13 season.
Wow, is that right?
Will Hawk Tua be able to pull one off against defending, reigning, undisputed champion Oink? Just looking at the numbers. Oh, it's going to be a close one. 6-point differential. Let's look. Jalen Hurts, Josh Jacobs. Oh, this one... I don't know.
Well, Randy,
you never want to root against close personal friend Josh Allen. David, I think you still got a big question mark with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Love the Bucky Irving pick. Said that last week. Isaiah Pacheco, Scary Terry got paid. Looking to show his worth. I like to think David continues where he left off. He starts the year 1-0. And I think Diddy continues where he left off. 0-14.
Do we have his numbers from the season before also?
I'm taking Oink. Diddy went 6-7 in 2023, also finishing in last
Did he win his last game, though?
Oh, I can go get that while you guys
Yeah, if you could figure out what his losing streak is, that would be really helpful. Imagine not winning a fantasy game since 2023.
I'm taking Oink.
While you're looking back, I think I've played Didiano every year since he joined the league to start the season. I don't know if I've ever lost. For all the bad years I've had, I feel like I always won the
season. Oh, I did that years ago. I did that last year. I had those week one like historical stats. I should have done that today.
That would have been great.
We always play the same teams for some reason.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
a little bit of a tradition.
Years I play chess.
A little bit of a tradition now. I like it. So, Rando, you're taking Oink. This is tough for me because I agree that Oink, again, top to bottom, probably the stronger squad over there. But I really like what Hawk Tua did this offseason. And I think, maybe a little bit of a championship hangover over there in Mount Lebo. So I think week one, only this matchup, I'm taking Hawk Tua to shock the league and end the streak at whatever number Rando says it is in a minute here. Dave?
Here. Oh, do you want to go to Dave or you want me to
do
you?
Do you have the info?
I have All right, it. Tell us. So in 2023, this is excluding the playoffs. Excluding the playoffs, Diddy lost. Hold on. Lost.
Okay, to who?
It jumps from side to side. Lost. Okay,
three.
And one. So Diddy is 0-16.
0-16. Damn. So he probably hasn't won a game since November 2023. That's wild.
Matt Didiano has not won a game since week 10 of 2023 when he beat the Iron City Olifants 117-84.5.
Oh, yikes. That's a tough one. Wow, that's crazy. Well, that'll be fun to watch. Hopefully not too long this season, but we'll see. David, who do you like in this matchup? Oink versus Hawk Tua.
It's the South Hill Shootout, as I'm dubbing it now. And I think I'm the only team that's done the shooting recently. I do think that Indiana's team's a lot better. Jalen Hurts at the top is great, and I think he's going to win some games. But I can't have it be week one against me. You know, I don't think I'm going to go undefeated this year by any means, but I can't lose week one to a team, the Detroit Lions, that lost 16 straight. So I'm taking myself. I'm taking myself for the widest margin of victory this week. But I do think Indiana's team's going to be pretty good. And I think that he could be a playoff contender.
All right. Well, the road to the repeat begins on Thursday. Let's see. Do you have any Thursday players? Looks like you do not, but he's got Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. So I'm just excited for NFL football. How about you guys?
I'm ready. I feel
I was going to let Dave take it.
This last weekend, just doing nothing, watching college football Saturday, hanging out. Now I have Sunday to do the same thing. I feel like it's the best time of the year, so I can't wait.
John, I said it on Saturday. We were down at Acrisure for the Pitt game, and I said it. I don't know if I said it to you. I think I might have said it to Tom, but it feels good to be back. It feels good. Football's back. Mm-hmm. It just feels right.
Yeah, absolutely. It really makes fall like 100 times better, in my opinion.
19 days, SRK. It's coming.
19 days. Looking forward to it. Well, Dave, thanks for hopping on. We appreciate you taking the time. Good luck against, you got Tulsa tonight?
Got Tulsa coming up here shortly. It's a must win for the Hogs.
The number 25 team in the nation.
Let's do it. Excited to hear how that one goes. This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. We'll be back next week. And until then, I'll see you at Froggies.
Take us out, Blow City.
And best of luck to everyone but Brian.
Love it, love it.